Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia.
Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with your financial planner, the financial advisor with the face for radio, Tom Meglia. That's me, yours truly. How are you? Hope you're having a good day today. Hey, today is an interesting day because starting next week, Reba Tony of the daytime, middle of the week, middle of the day during weekdays on KKLA will be my co-host starting next Saturday. So that should be fun. We'll be talking about the same subjects, but getting a couple of different opinions, very wise opinions from Reba, and we'll kick around similar subjects that we already are talking about now. And again, I'm Tom Meglia. Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God. You're probably wondering, what is the economy of God and who is this guy? Well, I'm a financial planner, registered investment advisor, chartered financial consultant, and accredited estate planner. And I've been in the financial planning practice and field for 28 years. I'm also a Crown Ministries financial coach. So if you call Crown Ministries off their program during weekdays with Howard Dayton, Money Matters, you might get me as a referral coach counselor to help you with budgeting and creating a financial plan. And the financial plan basically needs to be part of, and it needs to emulate, God's economy. Everyone has some kind of financial plan. It, in pieces, sometimes follows God's economy, and sometimes it doesn't. What is God's economy? Basically, it's God's thinking. From Genesis to Revelation, everything in the Bible, all 66 books, that discusses different financial topics and concepts, economic principles, if you will, that tell us what God's economy is and what God's thinking is. What I do is help you understand that and apply it to your normal life in creating a financial, business, and estate plan. Regardless if you're married, single, old, young, self-employed, work for someone else, whatever. Even disabled people, even people that are sick and ill and can't work, need a financial game plan. Well, that's what I do. I help people create financial plans. And we know God's economy encompasses four main anchors. I wrote about that in my new book. It'll be coming out probably in April. It's called Knowing the Economy of God, which is what the radio program is entitled as well. And the four anchors, think of anchors as what holds everything down. The four anchors. Number one, God is the owner, the only one and true owner of everything. Number two, since God's the owner, we're the manager or steward of what does not belong to us to bring honor to God. Okay? We're the manager, the servant, the steward. Number three, the natural and very first order of stewardship is to be a cheerful and great and gracious and liberal giver. Okay? And number four, contentment. That's the fourth anchor. We're to learn and grow in being content in our Christian walk. So those are the four anchors that everything in God's economy are built around. And what I do is I explain one concept every week on this program based on scripture, based on where we are at chronologically in the Bible and what we're doing and talking about, and then explaining real life examples on how to apply all of this to your normal and everyday life. Let me start by asking you a question. Do you believe that the Bible is for today? Do you believe all of the Bible is true, infallible, and for today? If you do, then you're ready to learn more about God's economy. And here's a great verse to start us off, 2 Timothy 3:16. This is about the Bible being God's inspired word. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And what we do with God's economy, we basically take away two worldly principles. God's economy goes against these two worldly principles that I'm going to state right now. Number one, the world likes to keep God out of things. Not me. I want to keep God in things. Number two, the world says, hey, you're supreme. You should rule. Your ego is going to rule. You're the one. You're the guy. You're the person. No, we believe our ego isn't supreme and we shouldn't rule. In fact, we'll just mess things up if we do. God rules. We want God to rule and we want to do what God tells us to do. So that's what God's economy does. It goes against those two major worldly attitudes, okay? So in studying each principle in the Bible, and again, this is what the book is based on, there's a recipe I feel that God has put on my mind and heart to tell you. Number one, cite the scripture. It's a four-part recipe to every concept. Cite the scripture. Number two, state the economic principle that that scripture discusses. Number three, application. How do we apply this to our normal and everyday life? Just normal living. And number four, the prayer of change. Asking God through prayer to change us, to change our heart, to use His power through the Holy Spirit to make us different so that we behave and react and live according to His economic principles. That's the recipe. So why don't we start? Okay, ready? Today, we're still in 2 Chronicles 1, 7 through 12. We talked about this last week. And by the way, if you miss any of the programs, go to the website and you can listen to back programs. It's on the website. You just click on past programs. The website is www.theeconomyofgod.com. www.theeconomyofgod.com. And by the way, my phone number, in case you have to pull over and go do some grocery shopping, is 800-386-3700. Anyone that gives me a phone call will get one free, no obligation, financial planning session for 1 hour with me, financial planner Tom Meglia. That's 800-386-3700. Okay, back to 2 Chronicles 1, 7 through 12. And this is the story of Solomon. And Solomon just got through worshiping God and burning 1,000 sacrifices to God up on the mount, kind of the meeting of tents, they call it. So here's 2 Chronicles 1, 7 through 12. And just keep in mind, Solomon just completed his worship and sacrifice and burnt offerings to God. That night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him, "Ask for whatever you want met to give to you." Solomon answered God, "You have shown great kindness to David, my father, and have made me king in his place. Now, Lord God, let your promise to my father David be confirmed. You have made me king over a people who are as numerous as the dust of the earth. Give me wisdom and knowledge that I may lead this people. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?" God said to Solomon, "Since this is your heart's desire, and you have not asked for wealth, riches, or honor, not for the death of your enemies, and since you have not asked for a long life, but for wisdom and knowledge to govern my people over whom I have made you king, therefore wisdom and knowledge will be given you, and I will also give you wealth, riches, and honor, such as no king who was before you ever had, and none after you will have." How about that? 2 Chronicles 1, 7 through 12. Isn't that amazing? There's so many great things here. The number one economic principle, as we cite the scripture, is when we pray, as Solomon did, let's ask God for things other than flesh, tangible stuff, money, riches, power, vengeance, fame, honor, all that kind of thing. Let's ask God for wisdom, integrity, courage, patience, knowledge. In Solomon's case, his heart was pure before the Lord. He asked God for wisdom and knowledge to govern. So his heart was in the right place. It really was. And how do we know that? Well, God knew Solomon's heart. You might be thinking, well, how did God know Solomon's heart? Well, let's go back to another scripture. His father in 1 Chronicles 28, King David, 1 Chronicles 28, 9b. "The Lord searches all hearts and understands every intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever." That was King David talking to his son Solomon in 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9a and 9b. You know, here's King David saying, "Solomon, you know, serve God with a whole heart and a willing mind, for the Lord searches all hearts and understands every intent of the thoughts." So God knew Solomon's thoughts like he does ours. If he didn't, he would have said, "Solomon, you're really asking for something other than what you're trying to tell me. You're lying to me, Solomon. You're only asking for wisdom and knowledge to govern my people that I've entrusted to you because you really want riches and you're trying to fake me out. You're trying to argue with me. God knew Solomon's heart and his intent. So that's very important that we know what the scripture is today and the economic principle about asking for the right things before the Lord, not necessarily money. Now we're running up to a break. After the break, we're going to talk about the economic principles, some stories of application, and the prayer of change. So stay with me. I'll be back in a couple of minutes and we'll further discuss the economic principles from 2 Chronicles 1, 7 through 12.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan, plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
Okay, we're back from the break. Now, the economic principle, of course, that's being taught here, let's just summarize, is this. Solomon had a righteous heart and attitude toward God. That's number one. He had a pure motive towards his supplication and his request to God in answering God when God said, ask me anything you want and I'll give it to you. Solomon didn't have a motive of impurity or desire for fleshly gifts or selfish desires. And that reminds us of Proverbs 16:2, which says, all a man's ways seem innocent to him, but motives are weighed by the Lord. You know, God knows our hearts. He knows our intent. In the previous chapter in Chronicles, David, Solomon's father, told him, God knows your heart. Seek him. You'll find him if you seek him, but if you reject him, God will reject you forever. Solomon didn't ask for things that he could see or touch, like vengeance, watching his enemies die. He asked for knowledge and wisdom. Things from God that couldn't be purchased for, bribed, bargained for, paid for, dealt with, dealt for, that kind of thing. You can't purchase or bribe God for knowledge and wisdom. God's not like that. And in God's economy, there are things that no one can buy because they're not for sale. Okay? Only God, too, can give Solomon or us wisdom and knowledge. Solomon knew and understood that. His heart was right. His motives pleased God. The intent of what he wanted also pleased God. But first he was praising and worshiping God. We know that from verse 6. 2 Chronicles 1, verse 6. So Solomon was right with God. That's a big thing. We need to be right with God. Now we're rolling into the application. It's funny, though, that throughout 2 Chronicles, there's accounts and stories of different happenings of kings and kingdoms. Obedience from some and disobedience to some, from some. And what stood out is God's wisdom. But Solomon got God's wisdom. How did he get the wisdom? God gave it to him. And people were impressed with Solomon, just like his father, King David. It's very, very important. The way we need to live, friends, is to check and recheck our motives in everything we do, how we handle money and our time, why we buy and spend money on the things that we do. We need to check our hearts and look inside our hearts and take inventory about what we're doing and why. We also need to talk to God. We need to seek Him while allowing the Spirit of God to lead us and show us what drives us. In any society, in any country, doesn't matter if it's U.S. or not, it's tempting to want things and obtain things. You know, material things are fun, aren't they? But temporal. And not all things are what we should have. You know, God knows better than we do what we ought to have. Okay, have we ever prayed? Let me ask you a question. Have you ever prayed to God saying, "Don't give me something, Lord? I want something, but don't give it to me"? You know, that's very difficult to say to God, "Lord, I want something, but don't give it to me," okay? And play that kind of game. Or, you know, "Lord, I know better than you. Give it to me, even if you don't think I should have it." It's a real struggle. And for me too, we're all a work in progress. Everybody, even the financial planners. Maybe we should ask the Lord more for wisdom and the desire from God, the courage to have faith in Him, to fear Him, and to trust Him. That's what we need to pray for, not just tangible things like money and job growth and a new job position, that kind of thing. Okay? These are things we need to do. So James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. Okay? We all need wisdom, me included. When we ask God for wisdom, though, in managing money and finances in God's economy, we must trust him for the final say, the final outcome, knowing that getting something tangible might not be what God has in mind. That's hard to do, though, isn't it? Isn't that hard? But Father God knows best. Doesn't he? Or do we think that we know best? It's a struggle. It's okay if you think that you know best. Sometimes it's hard. We just have to go before the Lord and work through this thing. Okay, if you say, "Tom, I think I know best." Okay, at least you're honest. Let's go to God and work through this. Why not? His goal is to draw us closer to him and grow us in the image of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is our Savior and Lord. That's God's goal. Transform us to the image of Christ. Okay? Now, we need wisdom, don't we? How else can we make sound financial decisions without wisdom? Okay? How are we going to do that? And in God's economy, the way to make sound financial decisions is through advice and counsel and with wisdom. That's how we make smart moves. God's wisdom, not the Wall Street Journal or Money Magazine or something else that would go against God's word. Okay? No magazine or newspaper says God is the owner of everything, does it? Have you ever seen such a thing in the secular community? I haven't. Okay, so let's not put our faith in that earthly wisdom. So let's move on, okay? Proverbs 24:3-4. By wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. The riches spoken here, though, they're not gold and silver or real estate. It's peace and contentment, while knowing God provides to us what we should have and need for our best. Okay, so as we live each day, think about what we want and why we want it. And what are the consequences if we receive this gift from God? Maybe it's better that God doesn't honor our request and says no. Haven't you ever done that with your kids? Nope, can't give it to you. It's better for you not to have something. In fact, I know a guy I'm working with. I'll call him Michael. He's an engineer from Santa Ana. A lot of times he says to me, Tom, I really need this. I really want it. I'm going to ask God for it. So he quotes in Mark about if you have faith, you can move this mountain. You know, and, you know, he's quoting on Jesus' words. You can have for anything you want. Mark 11:22. If you ask and in your heart, you don't doubt. So he's really asking for money. He even said to me, Tom, I'm an engineer. I don't make enough. I want more money. I want to buy more real estate, and I'll use it to house pastors and missionaries, that kind of thing. And I've known him for about 8 months, and the more I get to know him, we'll call him Michael, the engineer from Santa Ana. He has a good job, by the way, down in Irvine. You know, he says to me, Tom, I'm not so sure I really have been asking God for the right things for the right reasons. I want those things, so I'll look good to the pastors and missionaries. And I said, Mike, that's really fantastic. He's all, what's fantastic? I've been asking God with ill motive. I said, well, you're honest. Are you still talking to God, praying to God, seeking God? Yeah. He said, yes. Okay. Then you're working through this. That's right. Find out, Michael, what in your heart made you want to do this? Do you have low self-esteem? Do you have a bad image of yourself? Do you not find your security, significance, and value in Christ only? So I'm challenging him to do some things and think about what's really going on and why he asks God for the things he does. And I think we're making progress. He's not quite there yet. He's getting there. So good. That's reality. We're all in those positions at different times of our life. You might be in a different place than me, but we're all trying to grow in our walk towards the Lord. That's God's economy. Is Michael there yet? No, but we're getting there. We're working on it. And he's asking God more now for things like what Solomon's asking, was asking, wisdom, faith, trust. So this guy's good man, good civil engineer, good family man, and he's getting there in his personal walk with God. Now let's do this. Before I close in the prayer with the prayer of change, I want to just let you know the things I did for Michael and I'm doing for Michael in creating a complete family financial plan, repositioning his stocks and IRAs, doing things on his insurance, talking about his complete financial situation, goals, retirement, college funds, things like that. I can do that for you too. Give me a call, 800-386-3700, or send me an email through the website, theeconomyofgod.com, theeconomyofgod.com. And I love working with Michael and other people I meet through the program and through referral systems that I have, because the Bible works. God's economy is true. It's right. You can learn to apply this to change your life. All right, let's close in prayer, the prayer of change. Father God, help me in the ways of wisdom and the things that I request from you. Help me, Lord, to understand better what goes on inside me and to request the things of you, Lord, that seeking you and gathering wisdom from you, Father God, is better than anything else I could have. Help me to be satisfied with your answers, Lord God, that you know best what I need and should have. Like Solomon, I ask for wisdom and understanding to seek you with an earnest heart and know you better. Lord, help me to follow and become like Jesus with a servant's heart and humble mind. Praise to you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, that's today's lesson. Give me a ring, 800-386-3700. God bless. It's Tom Meglia, Financial Advisor. We'll see you soon.
Been listening to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God. We'll